From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House and congressional Republican leaders are reportedly nearing a deal to extend, at least temporarily, the Bush-era tax cuts for people at all income levels. That's a change from the president's previous call for extending the cuts only for couples making up to $250,000 a year and singles making up to $200,000. That does not sit well with Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
We're moving in that direction, and we're only moving there against my judgment and my own particular view of things.
In exchange for flexibility on the tax cuts, the New York Times reports Republicans are likely to agree to the president's call for an extension of jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. The lingering high unemployment rate is a key concern of the Federal Reserve, and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says it's one of the main reasons the Fed has decided to buy $600 billion in Treasury securities to try to rev up the economy. Bernanke says the claim that the Fed is basically printing money is a myth.
We're not printing money. The amount of currency in circulation is not changing. The money supply is not changing in any significant way. What we're doing is lowering interest rates by buying Treasury securities. And by lowering interest rates, we hope to stimulate the economy to grow faster.
Bernanke interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes. The United States and five other world powers have begun 2 days of talks with Iran on that country's nuclear program. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Geneva reports that on the eve of the talks there, Iran claimed to have used for the first time domestically mined uranium ore to make the material needed for uranium enrichment.
National Security Council spokesman Michael Hammer said the development was not unexpected. But he added that it, quote, raises additional concerns at a time when Iran needs to address the concerns of the international community. Delegations from the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China are here to urge Iran to give up nuclear enrichment, which could be used to develop weapons. Feelings in Iran are running high, however, after unknown assailants attacked two senior Iranian nuclear scientists in broad daylight a week ago, killing one and wounding the other. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
A new study is finding a widening marriage gap between those who have college degrees and those who do not. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the trend parallels the growing economic gap seen in recent decades.
Many Americans now say they want to put off matrimony until they feel financially secure. But Brad Wilcox of the National Marriage Project says that's harder to achieve without a college degree. Working class men especially have seen well-paying manufacturing jobs disappear and wages stagnate.
And that makes them less attractive both in their eyes and the eyes of their partners as husbands, both in terms of thinking about getting married, but also in terms of staying married.
Wilcox finds divorce up among the working class and happiness down, even as the trends are the opposite for the college-educated. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. At least 40 people are dead in northwest Pakistan after two suicide bombers detonated blasts today. The target was a local government compound where tribal leaders were meeting to discuss forming an anti-Taliban militia. Medical labs in the U.S. have a new source for the radioactive material used in diagnostic scans for millions of heart and cancer patients. And for the first time, that source is from facilities using low-enriched rather than weapons-grade uranium. NPR's Tovia Smith reports that will help allay concerns about weapons-grade material falling into the wrong hands.
Molybdenum-99 is used to make the radioactive material that's injected into 50,000 U.S. patients a day to show things like heart function or cancer growth. Until now, it's been made only from weapons-grade uranium, but with help from the U.S. government, a South African company is now mass-producing it from a low-enriched material. Parrish Staples from the National Nuclear Security Administration says if others follow, it could end concerns in the industry of weapons-grade material falling into terrorist hands.
This is simply not something that we would have to worry about anymore. This risk is simply eliminated.
The breakthrough also promises to spur domestic production. Right now, the U.S. imports all its molybdenum-99, mostly from two unreliable reactors, and that's caused critical shortages for patients. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Gasoline prices are up nearly 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, and industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices at the pump could rise even further.
If oil prices do not retreat, then gasoline prices will continue following where crude oil has gone.
Lundberg says if that does happen, gas prices could rise another 14 cents a gallon in just the next few weeks. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for